World News from the BBC. Schoolchildren in Palu, the Indonesian city devastated 11 days ago by a massive earthquake and tsunami, are returning to classes today. Many will be helping to clear rubble and debris from school buildings damaged or destroyed in the 7.5 magnitude tremor which struck the island off Sulawesi. In Spain, a Madrid court is due to issue its verdict later today in the case of Eduardo Vela, a former doctor accused of stealing newborn babies from their mothers and supplying them to infertile couples during and after the dictatorship of General Franco. The 85-year-old retired gynaecologist is accused of having taken Ines Madrigal, who's now 49, and given her to another woman who was certified falsely as her real mother. And that is the latest BBC News.
The Ukrainian Defence Ministry says there has been a series of explosions at an ammunition depot near the city of Chernigov. The ministry said some 10,000 people are being evacuated. There is no word yet on the cause of the blasts. A doctor who graduated from one of Russia's elite military medical academies has been named as one of the men Britain says were responsible for poisoning a former Russian spy in Salisbury in March. The investigative website Bellingcat says the man formerly identified as Alexander Petrov is actually Dr. Alexander Mishkin, who worked for GRU Military Intelligence. Opposition leaders in Venezuela have accused the government of killing a politician who died after falling from the 10th floor of the secret police headquarters in Caracas. Fernando Albán, a local councillor, had been accused of taking part in a failed plot to kill President Nicolas Maduro 2 months ago. The United States has called for a thorough investigation into the disappearance of the prominent Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi last week. The US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he'd urged the Saudi authorities to be transparent about the matter. Forecasters in the United States say Hurricane Michael is gaining strength and is expected to become a Category 3 storm before it makes landfall in the US. Thousands of residents in the Gulf have been evacuated. That's the latest BBC News.